just wrapping up a state track and field meet, Darius. I ran into you a little bit. I had not had heard the news. A one-time assistant and now head track and field coach at High Plains. And I guess that's probably something. You've always been a track star here at McCook High on to UNK. And now at High Plains, I take it a goal. I'd like to be a head track and field coach sometime.
Yeah, definitely. So last 2 years, I was assistant football and track, and then stepped into the head coach role this year. So definitely a goal of mine, and was eager to get started with that and just kind of start building the culture and, you know, going about things how I kind of envision. And so it was a good first year, and had a lot of success, learned a lot, and look forward to just continuing learning and keep getting better as a coach. And
And you've learned from some great people, high school day, your college days. You've learned from some of the best, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Still keep in touch with Coach Curl and Coach Shigeru. Texted back and forth with Coach Shigeru a bunch before this season started, just any tips and pointers, because a lot of respect for him, obviously. And, you know, they continue to do great stuff at McCook. So just a lot of good coaches that I've had in the past to lean on as I step into this role. Not as high of a gig as, you know, McCook, but definitely, you know, some similarities across the board. So,
are you keeping your assistant football coaching duties as well?
Yes. Yep. So doing assistant football coaching, defensive backs and receivers. So definitely in my wheelhouse as far as what I did in McCook too. So, yep.
Do you get a chance to take the winter months off, or are you coaching anything junior high, senior high, if that as well?
No, I just football and track. So in the winter, I hang out and spend time with my wife, and we have an 11-month-old boy. So that winter stretch is a nice significant and kind of refresh after football, and then jump into track. So I think it sets up pretty perfect.
Sounds like it really does. You bet. Well, you took some kids down to Omaha for state track and field. I see the boys scored 11 points. You had a girls thrower there as well. So overall, not too bad of a turnout for your team this year.
No, we had 7 total make it. A senior girl thrower in the discus. She, I believe, in it like 13th and threw a lifetime best of 110 in the disc. So I was happy for her. Then we had 2 relays. All, you know, we don't lose anybody on those relays moving forward. 7th in the 4x1. We were going in 3rd in the 4x4, and the wheels kind of fell off that and didn't go how we wanted. But learning lessons is what I take it as. You know, those guys had the opportunity and learned a lot. And then had a freshman boy in the triple jump. He got 5th, went in 9th. That was a big, big surprise for me. Not really a surprise. I knew he could do it, but he jumped 42.7, which is a pretty stiff mark as a freshman. So looking forward to him getting stronger and faster. And so, and then we had a boy place 4th in the 400, and that was it.
And also, I do believe a hurdler as well, a freshman. I don't know if you mentioned the freshman hurdler as well.
Yep. So the hurdler would have been the same kid that was a triple jump, Brody Sperling.
That's right. He did 2 events down there. So, yeah, you get down there as a freshman at state track and field meet. That says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, I was only fortunate to go 1 year, but to go as a freshman in any class, I think, is very impressive.
Gavin Moore is going in 4 events, and I think he got him back for 1 more year. That's pretty impressive, going 4 events, and sounds like he's been one of your top guys this year.
Yeah, Gavin had a very good junior year. A record year is what I would call it. He broke our school record in the 100, the 400, and then was on both relay teams that had success this year. So
I guess he went 3 events. Sorry, the open 400 and the 2 relays. So, but I do believe you get him back, and plus a lot of kids back. This is going to be a tough team to beat next year.
Yeah, I got my eyes set on next year for sure. On boys' side, you know, we don't lose a bunch, and we have a whole lot coming up. So, I think between what we have now and the eighth graders coming up, we'll be pushing 25, 26 boys next year. So hopefully those young pups fill in some gaps, and then we just can kind of build on what we had going this year and maybe tweak a few events for some older guys next year just to, you know, give ourselves a better chance down there. But as far as team standings next year, I think if we can punch a few more guys in, you know, we have a legitimate shot of, you know, doing something, not just being there, but actually, you know, competing for a, you know, runner-up or team title.
I know one girl you mentioned, that's probably an area that wanted to get the girls' side. Hey, let's get a few more down there. And was it a young group? And you feel like it's got a lot of promise? You can get a few more down there on the girls' side next year.
Yeah, so we have two senior girls and or three senior girls and two senior boys. So, you know, like I said, we don't lose a ton there, but we have a lot of young girls that came on at the end and just kind of missed out. So really looking forward to that side. And we had a couple injuries early on, and, you know, we lost out on our, she was a freshman, top, you know, middle distance 400 runner. So she got hurt, and, you know, she missed basically six track meets and then competed at districts on a, you know, bum knee, and she PR'd in the 400, ran a 108. So looking forward to her getting healthy and a strong off season in the weight room. So, you know, we have some exciting girls coming up, but just got to keep them healthy and, you know, keep them going in the right direction.
I take it for the summer months, it's you get a chance to get your football team, be with the football team. I'm sure they're going to get in camps, the weight room work as you get ready for the fall season now.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited. The last 3 years I've been teaching just elementary PE in Clark's, and this coming year I'm going to split time. I'm going to do part-time in the elementary and then finish up my day doing the weights in the afternoon at the high school. And so with that, me and another coach at High Plains are doing the summer weights. So I'm excited about that. You know, we're going to tweak some things and hopefully get these kids over the edge.
Been following a little bit of what UNK track and field. They continue to churn out some great athletes every year, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, at UNK track right now is at one of its, you know, at its peaks, especially in the running events. I know they had a two-time national champ in like the 800, and then I know they're young in the jumps, but, you know, there's a freshman or sophomore boy that is putting up some good marks. So, you know, I have been getting back as far as getting my High Plains trackers to those camps, and it's awesome seeing those former teammates and coaches having a lot of success right now.
Well, Darius, sounds like High Plains school is really treating you well. You love it there, don't you?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I have no complaints. I didn't really know what to expect going from, you know, big school McCook to lower class D and a small community. But it's been great. My wife is from Palmer, so it's kind of that size too. So, you know, I had nothing, no really concerns going in. And, you know, it's been like a family atmosphere, and I every minute of it. So it was an adjustment to start, but, you know, once I got their kids' respect and them bought in, you know, they have been great. So